Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God has something to say. He speaks to His people in the heart. He loves His people. The more we know that He loves us, the easier it is to believe that He loves us. His love is always fresh towards us. He cares about us deeply. Not only the good and faithful, but also the evil man. He loves him too. He still values people and He can save people. The more we love others, the more we can sense that God loves us. It makes more sense. It's more real when we see how our love helps people come out of the world. And that love is true and real. So it is with God's love towards us. And it's easier for your faith to work when you act on His love. When you relay it, you learn so much more. Now, I value all these things. I cherish the love of God. And I want to know more about Him. When I hear His word, I'm stronger. When I worship Him and go in His presence and I sense His presence, I don't want to leave His presence. And you have to go to work. You have to go to school sometimes. You have to raise your children. You have to live. But you can take what you learn from the Lord with you. And you can be blessed. It's His will that you be tremendously blessed just like He is. He wants us to live like Him. And He wants us to know Him. We can know Him. We can get to know Him. We can grow. We can live from glory to glory. The Lord is with us and He loves us. His love is true towards us. And He's coming back. His return is soon and sudden. Now, as you go forward in the Lord doing His perfect will, know full well that He will bless you and He will help you go forward. He will help you do the living things and you'll be able to grow from glory to glory. It's as simple as that. He loves us. He wants us to know Him and He's going to help us to grow. Now as you go forward in all these things, now I talk a lot about following God, growing from glory to glory, trusting God. These are the steps you take to get to where you got to go. This is the kind of revelation people need. This is what mainstream religion has hid from us. A relationship. This is what Satan feared. So if you go back to the rudiments of relationship and you actually follow the love of God, and follow the peace of God, you can do anything. A lot of times people look at what they can do, what they can accomplish, and they feel like failures. This is not an accident. This is an attack. We were groomed this way by the world system. The world has a system. It's a system of failure. It's an attack against all men. Not just the people who love God, but also the people who hate God. It's an attack against them too. The very people that Satan uses to do his dirty work. The people that plan and plot and plan. The people that Psalms chapter 2 warned us of. Why do the heathen rage? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? You know, they plot and plan against Christ. That's who they're plotting and planning against. Now, remember, you believe on Jesus Christ, so is He. As He is, so are we in this world. So the plot turns to you. It's against you and your progress. Satan wants your family to fail. He wants you to fail in their eyes. He wants you to fail in the eyes of your children so that he'll destroy their hope. You can't let it happen. You can't fail. The way we win is to look at Him. Look at Jesus Christ. Look at our Savior. Follow His word. Do what He does. Do what He did. Do what He says. This is how you overcome every attack point, not just the prosperity attack point. He tried to attack your finances. He tried to get you in debt and get you in a system. The world system is a system of debt. It's a system of failure. Now, all these snakes are out there. But if you want to rise above the snake line, and if you want to live above the ways of this wicked world, you have to follow the Holy Spirit. It's key. This is why I talk so much. The Lord has me. Everything I teach at His direction. I want to teach other things. But these are the things people need. And this is why. See, as we follow Him, it doesn't matter where you're at, what happened in your past, how things look to you. When you look at the Lord, He starts a healing process that will ever continue as long as you continue to follow Him. Don't ever take your eyes off Him. Don't look at what's not. Don't look at and what's lacking. Don't look at what is. Sometimes as you follow God, you do get blessed. Things are added to your life. Sometimes great sums of money are added. A better work condition is added. And then eventually a house is added. And then furniture is added. Don't look at this stuff. That's how it's supposed to be. Keep looking at Him so that you can utilize these things in the next phase of your life. See, when you look at Him, sometimes people attain things, but they can't enjoy it because they got it too fast. Or they can't enjoy it because their attention is on the thing and not God. Now, this is why. When you follow the peace, I always talk about following the peace. You have a joy within. When you're serving others, you have a greater form of joy in your life. All right, and you just got a brand new car. You can enjoy the car. It takes the peace of God to enjoy the blessings He blessed you with. You can enjoy what He gave you. You won't be afraid to get it scratched. You won't be afraid to use it. You won't be afraid that something's going to happen to it because you're looking at the Lord, and you can enjoy the car without the frustrations of this world. Whatever you use, things can happen, but at least the car is serving you. It's serving a purpose. You're going somewhere in a good, sound, safe automobile, and you can enjoy it. Some people buy a brand new car and pay for it. They work many long hours, and they got it in the garage, and they rarely drive, and they're afraid that somebody's going to tear it up. And they're not letting the car serve them. They can't enjoy it. And when they work themselves to death and die, somebody else get the car, and they'll enjoy it, or they'll sell it and enjoy the money from it. And that's stupid. If you take time and work and earn something, enjoy it. As you follow God, you'll find yourself enjoying the simple things in life. When you hear the birds sing, you can enjoy that. God put things in place for you to enjoy. You're not supposed to sit around and work yourself to death in the system of this world, live a shallow life, and never enjoy life. That's not God's perfect will for you. That's not wisdom. God loves us. He put us here to be like Him. He wants us to go forward in life, not backwards. He wants us to live and increase, ever increase in Him. That's the way of God. That's the way He designed things to be. He gave you His life. And you can take the life that He gave you and utilize it. Grow from glory to glory. Do the things of God. Do the living things. And you'll see that everything works from glory to glory. Everything is much better. There's nothing. You're not limited anymore. You don't have to act limited anymore, ever again. You can grow. You can grow from glory to glory. You can change things in your life. You can give people better counsel and better advice. You can speak life and not death. It's important to grow from glory to glory. No man can stop the progress that God has given you. No man can stop your progress because it came from the Lord. That's a better way to put it. What God gave you, you can have. You can enjoy life. When you walk in the love of God and receive His word and relay that love, you learn things you can't learn any other way. And the enemy tried to challenge us in the transition. If you were very sick and you believe in God for healing, understand that the healing power of God is operating in your life. God is good, He loves you, and receive that healing. If God is standing there with you, if He's with you and He's in you, healing is in you, and healing is with you. Receive it. Transition in Him. Transition from poverty to prosperity in every form. You're wealthy. Doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank or how much money you don't have. You're still made wealthy in Him. We prosper better than the world. According to the world system, people will deem you poor. But in God's eyes, you, as Jesus is, so are you, so am I in this world. You have to transition until you see it that way. The Word of God gives you abilities. And every day God gives us golden opportunities. In every challenge, you can take it. You can do things God's way. You can operate according to the love of God. You have the ability to transition in Him. You can follow God. You can do it again and again. You can do everything according to the wisdom and logic of love. At your will. You don't have to. You're not subject to the beggarly elements of this world system. You can do what's necessary. You can do this. You can have what the Lord said you can have. You are who He said you are. You can do these things. Keeping a healthy trust in the Word of God. See, when you trust God, you obey Him. Every time you trust and obey God, you're walking in peace. Don't be distracted by the other things. The way we prosper is the way we receive God's word. The parable of the sower, that's how you do it. Keep receiving the word of God. Let it grow in your heart. Let His word grow in you. And transition. Receiving the life of God's word, transition into it. Let it be a part of your life. Let it be a part of your practice. This is how you do it. When people are looking at what's not, they live there. You can pull aside off the path of life. You were prospering, you were going forward. But when you start looking at other things, what other people don't do. If I was a pastor and people seem uninspired, you have to go. If you do things in their sight, the faithful things you do in their sight can inspire them. And they may get on board. You have to take the necessary steps. This is what I mean by the golden opportunities. Whatever you sense is lacking in your prayer closet, when you go and pray before the Lord and worship and spend time with the Lord, ask Him how to inspire people. You don't have to leave people in an uninspired condition. Your children, when they venture out on their own, they have struggles, and you can pray for them, and you can ask the Lord to give you words to help them in their problems. See, you don't have to be with them to watch their life because the Lord is looking at them. You just have, in the prayer room, the Lord can give you whatever people need that you know. Sometimes I sense from the Lord what to say to my own children. And when I talk to them, at the most strategic time, the Holy Spirit will have me talk to them and help me say the right things that they'll need, the elements of life. Now, I tell them about the website, but children don't always, you know, people you know don't always go on the website. I listen to Henry Groover and Steve Quayle a lot. But in my experience, the family members have heard the stories and they kind of get used to it. People can get used to the things of God to the point that they don't listen the same. But if you're a student, anytime you're a student to someone, you can learn the revelations that are very valuable and they can operate in your life. You have to be humble. Everybody's not humble like that. And it's time now for people to gain the wisdom. Even, you know, my daddy didn't talk much. And I didn't get to ask him all the questions that I should have been asking him. But when I got to know the Lord, I asked the Lord my questions. My daddy gave me an example. He was a quiet man until he was in the pulpit. And a lot of things that I learned from him, I saw him do it. This is the power of your actions. Sometimes you can't sit people down and make them be your student. You can do things in their sight and arrest their attention, and they'll see you do things, and they can learn from you. I had a bicycle. The bicycle had a raggedy cable on it, and I felt like it needed a new cable. I said, "Dad, my brakes don't work good." He went and got the wire cutters. Those are special pliers that's made to cut cable. And he got the pliers and the tools, and he took the cable off. And then he cut the jagged end. And then he pulled the cable through the sleeve and shortened the sleeve so that the cable would be longer. And I saw him do all this. And the cable was as good as new. I said, "That's how you do that." I saw what he had done. I saw him go to work every morning. I saw him never complain. I heard him hum little songs and tunes and spiritual songs. I saw him feed the birds. I saw him take care of his family. I saw him do things in an orderly fashion. He worked at a job that would make your car dirty. And every day when he'd get home, he'd rinse his car off and wipe it down with a soft cloth. And it looked just like he just washed it. And he waxed it. He kept wax on it so that the rock wool wouldn't stick to his car. I saw how if you do things every day, if you keep doing the best things every day, you'll have the best results. And when you looked at his car, you wouldn't have known that he worked in a factory that would get your car. He didn't have a work car, he had one car. And he drove it to work and he kept it clean, and he drove it to church. Because he was the pastor. He kept it up. He kept it clean. He kept it washed. He wore suits to church. He did things in an orderly fashion. But he had a dirty job. You know, that was a show called Dirty Jobs. My dad had a dirty job. He had to take a shower at work every day. And then he'd come home. Because he had a dirty job. And he drove a clean car. The things you do every day in people's sight can inspire them. And you have to decide to do these things. If you decide to follow God, he can cause you to do the intricate things that make life go. He can show you things. You don't have to, you know, you have opportunity. With the wisdom of God, everything's enhanced. You're not limited anymore. The more you trust God, the more you seek Him and take Him at His word, you can be what people need. You can speak what people need. You can receive messages, and it's wonderful. Now, I'm way out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.